Good Sunday evening. This is Shauna signing on. Welcome to Sundays with Shauna. On today, we're just going to start with the introduction of myself. Let me tell you a little bit about who I am. I am 46 years old. I am a Black successful woman. I love God. I love music. I love cooking. I love my family. I love church. That's probably somewhere in there in the beginning. I love spending time with my friends, live music, traveling. I love living my life. Another fun fact about me is that I graduated from Southern New Hampshire with a master's degree in creative writing and screenwriting. And yes, your girl has written a screenplay. But baby, let me tell you, that was not an easy degree, because I think that I'm a novelist more so than a screenwriter. A screenwriter is more conversation, and you got to know what to say and how to say it and keep the people interested and not tell so much. And baby, I was like, I can't wait till this is over. But, you know, I graduated with a 3.9, and I was very impressed with myself. I guess I had to wait till I got grown to get this degree going, because, baby, listen, school has not been easy, but I'm grateful to accomplish it and be ahead of that part of the game. I also own a small business, right? I own a small business. I do greeting cards, handmade greeting cards. I write poetry in the greeting cards. And I think it's just a soothing thing for me, because it's giving somebody hallmark from a Black woman's perspective. So I love it, right? I made plenty of cards. I have an Etsy site that's still in the making, but, the greeting cards are important to me. My favorite thing as a young woman was those Between Me and You cards. You know, the ones that they had on the shelves at Walgreens and stuff like that. I would go in there, read those cards, and then my little significant other, I would buy those cards for him, because I felt like, hey, babe, I want you to have this card. And then I said, one day I'm going to open my own business. And I did it, right? So if you want some greeting cards, hit me up. I'm still working on developing the business, but I'm going to do that as well. I work at CTA. I've been at CTA for 25 years this July. Yes, 25 years. So I've been working there since I was 21, baby. I've met some very interesting people. You know, I am a chief clerk, a payroll clerk, the highest paid clerk in the office. You know, God is faithful. You know, I have a house in the suburbs, and you know, I just live my life the best way I can. Another important fact about me is that I am a 2-time breast cancer survivor, right? God kept me through 2 times of breast cancer. And let me tell you something, baby, that thing still wears me out. It still has me emotional every single day, every single day. And that was 8 years ago. So ladies, please go and get your tatas checked out. If you feel something, say something, don't be scared, just go, okay? Just go. Let me see what else I would like to say. Today, I just wanted to talk it out. You know, I have a therapist. I wanted to talk about that. I go to therapy. And I've been going for over a year, but I was like, didn't think I needed therapy, because I thought I had it all together. But I have a therapist. And baby, listen, she helps me a lot. She be having me fighting out my emotions, and not fighting them out, but dealing with my emotions, getting over my emotions and working through my emotions and acknowledging that sometimes depression can be real. You know, we grew up and depression was something you could not talk about. Mm-mm. You can't be depressed. That's the devil. You know, that's how I was raised. Depression is the devil. But so now I recognize that sometimes we elicit behaviors that display a depression. And it's okay to feel that way. But the goal is to work through it. So I've been working through bouts of depression. Transparency here. We real about it. You know, I've been going through a few things emotionally, you know, but I've been working through it. One of the things that keeps me and keeps my mind is first thing in the morning, I exercise. I have to be at work at 8. And guess who's up at 5? Well, really 5:50. I'm still working on it, but I get up at 5:50 and I work out to about 6:30, and then I'm getting ready for work. But my goal is to start doing 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock is important. We got to get out the bed. Stop staying there in a bed, even though you need to do something important for yourself. Working out is one of those things that you do for yourself, right? So I work out, I do affirmations, you know, I pray to God, you know, I listen to Mel Robbins. I love Mel Robbins. Like, she has kept me during this process, and she's somebody that you should listen to. The High Five Habit, the Latham Theory. She has a lot of good books and good information that's pivotal to growing as a woman or as a person, period. So I've been talking for 5 minutes and 33 seconds. I'm going to learn this podcast thing. I just wanted to start talking, start working through some of my emotions, and then to see what you all think. One thing that Mel Robbins asks is, what do you want your life to look like? And you would think that at 46, you should know what you want your life to look like. I thought I knew. By the time, in my mind, when I was 28, I was supposed to be married with 3 kids. Listen here, baby. I ain't been married, proposed to, okay? Never pregnant. And I don't even talk about the relationships right now. We'll talk about that later. We're going to keep it on a positive note. But a good woman with good attributes. And then, you know, I have some issues too, right? Sometimes you find yourself in an emotional part and doing things that you shouldn't do. But it doesn't take away from me as a woman. So I have to sit back and figure out, what do I want my life to look like as a 46-year-old, successful, single, black woman? What do I want? So on our next episode, next Sunday, I'm going to have an answer for you all. I'm going to let you all know what I want my life to look like as a 46-year-old, successful, single, black woman. The first thing on my list is loving myself. Loving myself enough to set boundaries when people piss me off, talk about it, get through it, and make space for things that I want to make space for, but not for what people think that I should make space for. So, y'all hear my little music in the background? It's 7 minutes and 14 seconds. That's all I got for right now. Talk to y'all next Sunday, same time, same place. Thank you for listening to Sundays with Shauna. Bye now.